You're listening to SBS News.
Most of Victoria's 600,000 small businesses are waiting anxiously for news about whether the so-called circuit breaker lockdown will be extended. For most, this latest shutdown brings back painful memories of 2020. But florist Jane Marks from the Beautiful Bunch in Melbourne is not worried. As online orders roll in, her North Fitzroy-based florist is scaling up.
We have been really busy. We are flat out every day making flowers and delivering them across Melbourne. And we feel really lucky that, thanks to the community support, we're actually able to, starting from today, take on a new trainee who will be helping us make the beautiful bunches and get flowers to where they need to be.
While Victorians stay home to stop the spread of COVID-19, more customers are sending fresh flowers as gestures to cheer up loved ones. Rob Lambert, the director of Flowers Across Melbourne, says his business does well during lockdowns.
As soon as we had the announcement, there was an uptick in orders straight away, and we expect that to go through as we saw in the last prior lockdowns. Flowers is about the connection, so having that connection with friends and family, it just gives something that's easy to send to people and say, hey, we're thinking about you.
Without the JobKeeper payment, which ended in March, this latest lockdown adds significant financial strain. The Victorian government has announced $250 million in support, including $2,500 grants for small to medium-sized businesses. Small Business Australia Director Bill Lang says it's not enough, and he predicts the financial impact will be catastrophic.
The cost of this lockdown four is likely to be in excess of $1 billion of lost economic activity in Victoria. For every day extra over the 7 days, more small business owners will face extinction.
Jane Marks, who founded Her Florist when her events business dried up in late 2020, is proud to be growing her operations and providing work for young women during the lockdown.
For a lot of the young women who we work with are from refugee and migrant backgrounds, it's been a little bit of a difficult journey, perhaps, for their families. Some of their families have sought asylum here recently, and for others, their families, may have sought asylum in Australia some time ago. They may have been born here, but you know, there can be that, you know, intergenerational, trauma of having fled quite harrowing circumstances. And I would say that despite the fact that they all come from different backgrounds and have vastly different experiences, they all experience the same challenges in finding work in Australia.
One of her employees, Asante Abubakar, grew up in Melbourne, and she's proud to be giving back during this stressful time.
It's beautiful to be able to make people feel happy and uplifted and still feel a sense of connection with others. By sending these flowers, I feel like I'm doing my bit in society to at least bring some positivity into this world.
19-year-old BTL is of Ethiopian and Eritrean background and recently started working at Miss Marks' business. She's grateful to earn a living in her new country.
I would like to say thank you, first of all, and then I hope she will continue doing those things, giving opportunity for people who are like struggling finding a job. She really helped me, and I believe she will help others as well. And if people apply in here, probably if she give them a job, they will change a lot. So,
as Victoria braces for another coronavirus-induced economic hit, florists across Melbourne may be among the few to benefit. Tyson Cusey, SBS News.